WUMB listener Rick Drost joins us from Boston this week for the Creativity Corner. Here's his method of staying connected to his creative outlet.
I can't sing in a 1,000-year-old cathedral or even a 100-year-old chapel with friends old and new every week, but I can go to open mics and make the best sound I can. Where I live, there are several on any given evening, and we regulars marvel at how lucky we are to be part of such a vibrant community. So singing and listening at open mics has become part of my regular musical and spiritual practice, my Stonehenge, my cathedral. Each singer or poet brings something of himself to share with others, speaking his truth, or maybe just trying out something new in the supportive environment. All the better to individuate, my dear. I never know quite what to expect, and sometimes unbelievable things happen, as when an 80-year-old man transformed himself into Romeo's Juliet before our eyes by performing one of her soliloquies from the Shakespeare play. In digging deep within and reaching out to the listeners, the singer becomes the druid at Stonehenge, the monk or stonemason at Ely Cathedral, the chorister, the parishioner, the warbler calling his mate, the coyote howling at the moon, the wind in the birches. The listeners suspend disbelief and stay along with him, celebrating that unique sound at that unique moment. When it's my turn, I take a deep breath, I stand still and listen, and the music I hear in that instant, which helps me start my next line, could be coming across the airwaves from some symphony in Vienna, some sukkus in Africa, some shivery from somebody's wedding night in Appalachia some time ago. Physically impossible, of course, but it works for me. I listen, prepare, let go, and sing. For me, such a chance to sing and sit at this table of the family of man and of nature, to journey with others for just a few minutes somewhere I didn't expect to go, is priceless. It surely beats my couch and clique-chosen cultural happy meals from even 10 years ago. So if you try performing in an open mic yourself, and I hope you will, and you see somebody in the audience that you don't know grinning at you like an old friend, well, it might be me, or it could be any one of us citizens in our growing live music community, and you've just connected.
Rick Drost for the Creativity Corner.